You're listening to SBS News.
Up to 25,000 National Guard troops are stationed in Washington, D.C., ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration this week. Thousands of Secret Service, Capitol Hill, and D.C. police will also be present. Major General Richard Neely, commander of the Illinois National Guard, says everything is being done to ensure safety at the event.
I think the security posture is there to ensure our citizens that they can feel safe. And, you know, that's one of those things. We're just here to ensure that something doesn't happen, and that if something does happen, that we can quickly ensure the return of peace if there was some type of protest that got out of hand.
The number of security personnel in the city will be a military force that is 5 times larger than the number of U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. Authorities are fearful of another violent attack at Capitol Hill after Donald Trump supporters broke into the government building on January 6th. Law enforcement agency, the FBI, has issued a warning that an armed group plans to storm government offices in all 50 states to protest against Mr. Biden's inauguration. Secret Service agent Matthew Miller says they will ensure a peaceful ceremony is carried out.
We cannot allow a recurrence of the chaos and illegal activity that the United States and the world witnessed. Our democracy is built on the rule of law, and the Secret Service workforce is dedicated and committed to uphold its oath to the Constitution and assure that its vital, no-fail mission regarding the security of the presidential inauguration and the peaceful transfer of power is carried out.
Police have arrested a 31-year-old man who tried to cross a Capitol checkpoint armed with a loaded handgun and more than 500 rounds of ammunition. The man, a private security guard, says it was an honest mistake and he got lost on his way to work near the Capitol. Troops have set up a wider perimeter around the Capitol and National Mall, making it nearly impossible for any unauthorized person or vehicle to enter. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is urging people to watch the inauguration from home.
Our tradition, in fact, our constitutional mandate that the transition of power occurs by noon on January the 20th will happen right here in the District of Columbia. And we want everybody to enjoy it right in their own states, in their own living rooms, and with their own families.
This local resident is sad he cannot attend Inauguration Day.
It'll be fine. The inauguration will be good, but it's sad that this is how the inauguration is going to be for us. Usually this is open, tens of thousands of people, and we get to see the new president be inaugurated, but we can't do that this year because of the violence that we saw.
States across the nation are preparing for the worst, expecting violence on their streets on Inauguration Day. Authorities in at least 18 states have removed mail collection boxes to be safe. Shops are also boarding up their windows in preparation for violence on the day. Democrat Vicente Gonzalez says the country will not be threatened by the Capitol Hill siege.
We expect to have an overwhelming manifestation of force at every capital in the country. And I think it's sending a message to the American people that you can rely on our democracy and that we'll not be deterred by a small group of terrorists, of internal terrorists, if you will. Our democracy will continue and we will continue to be the United States of America and lead the world in freedom and democracy and stability as we always have.
After some Republican Congress members were also found to be involved in the Capitol siege earlier this month, Democrats are pushing for new penalties to be brought into place. Californian Representative and Democrat John Garamendi says the measures include fines.
We will pass a new rule that will put a $5,000 fine on any member that does not go through the magnetometer for whatever reason and or carries a gun onto the floor of the House. First offense. Second offense, $10,000. That fine will be deducted from their pay. There's already a $1,000 fine for not wearing a mask on the floor. We need to protect each other.
President Donald Trump, who is set to be impeached for a second time, has announced he will not be attending Mr. Biden's inauguration and will instead be in Palm Beach, Florida. But an administration official told CNN Mr. Trump wants to be celebrated when he leaves the White House with a departure ceremony involving a red carpet, a military band, and a 21-gun salute. This comes as President-elect Joe Biden has announced massive policy changes for his first day in office. The Democrat plans to repeal various Trump administration executive orders, overturning the ban on Muslim migrants, moves to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, and the enforcement of mask wearing. Mr. Biden says his administration will lead with science and truth.
The Biden-Harris administration will also going to lead, and we're going to lead with science and truth. We believe in both.
That's right.
This is how we're going to, God willing, overcome the pandemic and build our country back better than it was before. It's also about hope, and that's America. It's in the DNA of this country, hope.
Karishma Luthria, SBS News.